Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, April 17th, 2025, and we have a great mix of health, fitness, and wellness headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Biomed News Breaks. Nutriband Inc., NTRB, CEO named EY Entrepreneur of the Year 2025 finalist in established category. Nutriband Inc. CEO Gareth Sheridan has been named a finalist in the established category of the 2025 EY Entrepreneur of the Year Awards. Sheridan is recognized for his leadership in transforming Nutriband into a U.S.-listed company focused on drug delivery technologies. The company's lead product, Aversa, aims to prevent opioid patch misuse. Finalists will compete for the Entrepreneur of the Year title at a gala event in November after a CEO retreat in Japan. For more information about Nutriband, visit www.nutriband.com.
Investor News Breaks. ADText, Inc., ADTX, to host Mayo Clinic's Dr. Charles Howe in May. Update on ADI-100 preclinical study. ADText, Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ADTX, will host Dr. Charles Howe from the Mayo Clinic in their weekly update on May 2, 2025. Dr. Howe will discuss key findings from a newly announced preclinical study of ADI-100, the lead therapeutic candidate from ADIC's subsidiary, Adimmune, Inc. The update will also feature Dr. Shahrokh Shabahang, ADIC's Chief Innovation Officer, and Dr. Friedrich Kapp, co-CEO of Adimmune, highlighting the latest advancements in immune modulation therapy. ADIXT is an innovation platform focused on accelerating health innovations through collaboration with research institutions, industry partners, and shareholders. The company operates programs in immune health and precision health, with plans for additional programs in public health and women's health. ADIXT has entered into agreements with Apeli Therapeutics, Inc. and Evofem to advance its mission of discovering and deploying innovative health solutions. For more information, visit www.addict.com.
Biomed News Breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd., NYS American CAPE, secures DoD grant to advance lung cancer biomarker research. Kairos Pharma Ltd. has secured an $876,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Defense to support biomarker research at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center for its Phase 1 trial of ENV-105 in EGFR-driven non-small cell lung cancer. The study aims to identify patients developing resistance to osimertinib who may benefit from early intervention with ENV-105. This funding will support research in Dr. Neil Palmick's lab and aligns with Kairos' strategy to improve outcomes through targeted therapy and precision monitoring. Kairos Pharma, based in Los Angeles, is focused on oncology therapeutics, utilizing structural biology to overcome drug resistance and immune suppression in cancer. Its lead candidate, ENV-105, targets CD105, a protein driving resistance to cancer treatments. ENV-105 is currently in phase 2 clinical trial for castrate-resistant prostate cancer and phase 1 trial for lung cancer, addressing significant unmet medical needs.
The global market for brain tumor treatments will reach $7.1 billion by 2035. The global market for brain tumor treatments is projected to reach $7.15 billion by 2035, growing at a 7.2% CAGR. Advances in immunotherapy, personalized medicine, and targeted therapy are driving this transformation, as highlighted in a report by Future Market Insights. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, are well-positioned to benefit from this growth. Investors can find the latest news and updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., in the company's newsroom. BiomedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively.
Investor News Breaks. Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., YSMRI, receives FDA clearance to begin trials for CLD-201 in solid tumors. Calliditas Biotherapeutics, Inc. has received FDA clearance to begin trials for CLD-201, an allogeneic stem cell-based virotherapy targeting solid tumors. This therapy, combining adipose-derived stem cells with oncolytic vaccinia virus, aims to treat hard-to-treat cancers like breast cancer, head and neck cancer, and soft tissue sarcoma. Calliditas Biotherapeutics specializes in technology that empowers the immune system to combat cancer, utilizing potent allogeneic stem cells carrying oncolytic viruses for multiple oncology indications. The company's clinical stage delivery platforms are designed to enhance efficacy and improve patient safety. For more information, visit www.callidibio.com. Nupur Ghoshal, MD, PhD, has been recognized with the Alice Alzheimer Award for her unwavering contributions to the study of Alzheimer's and dementia by the International Association of Who's Who. Dr. Nupur Ghoshal, MD-HD, has been honored with the Alice Alzheimer Award for her significant contributions to Alzheimer's and dementia research by the International Association of Who's Who. Dr. Ghoshal, a respected healthcare specialist, has dedicated over 20 years to the medical field. Her distinguished career began at Iowa State University, where she earned a Bachelor of Science degree in genetics. She then pursued a PhD in cell and molecular biology at Northwestern University, followed by a medical degree from Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. Dr. Ghoshal completed her internship, residency, and fellowship in geriatric neurology at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, MO. She has been recognized for her work in dementia care and research with multiple awards and accolades. Dr. Ghoshal's expertise in neurology has led to her appointment as a professor at Washington University School of Medicine in January 2024. Her research focuses on progranulin and tau proteins in frontotemporal dementia.
Spinning into the future, fidget spinner revolutionizes bacterial detection. Researchers have introduced an innovative diagnostic tool that turns a fidget spinner into a high-tech bacterial detection device. The plasmonic fidget spinner, PFS, combines nanoplasmonic technology with surface-enhanced Raman spectroscopy to rapidly and accurately identify bacteria. This breakthrough could revolutionize point-of-care diagnostics, cutting detection times from days to minutes. The device, developed by researchers at the Ulsan National Institute of Science and Technology and the Institute for Basic Science in South Korea, offers a hand-powered, cost-effective solution for bacterial detection. By integrating portability, ease of use, and high-precision detection, the PFS has the potential to transform infection diagnostics, particularly in resource-limited settings.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on BioPath Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BPTH, Q4 24. Stonegate Capital Partners recently updated coverage on BioPath Holdings, Inc. for Q4 2024. The company's DNAbilize platform shows promise in both obesity and oncology with reported therapeutic effects. BioPath has various product candidates in different stages of development, with ongoing clinical trials for prexigebersen, BP101A, BP1002, and BP1003. The company owns breakthrough technology with its DNAbilize platform, has strategic relationships with cancer centers, and holds a strong IP position. With $1.2 million in cash on hand as of 12/31/24, BioPath may need additional funds for operational requirements in 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners believes BioPath is undervalued compared to its peers, with potential for approval of its lead drug candidate approaching Phase 2 milestones.
Biomed News breaks Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NASDAQ-XP, to present at World Vaccine Congress, Washington 2025. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., TNXP, will present at the World Vaccine Congress, Washington 2025, where they will deliver an oral presentation and lead a panel discussion. The company plans to make the presentation available on its website post-event. Tonix is a biopharmaceutical company focused on pain management and public health solutions. They are submitting an NDA to the FDA this month for TNX-102-SL, a product candidate for fibromyalgia management. Additionally, Tonix was awarded a $34 million contract by the U.S. Department of Defense to to develop TNX-4200 antiviral agents for military personnel. Their development portfolio includes treatments for CNS disorders, organ transplant rejection, autoimmunity, and cancer. For more information, visit www.tonicspharma.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.